Chapter 31. February 3rd of year 18. Adam looks cool sitting in front of the control panel. I guess due to the fact that he's wearing sunglasses. Built by the fabricators to his specifications, the sunglasses do not protect against sunlight. Instead, they contain tiny screens that give Adam the illusion of being out in space. This way, he is supposed to get an impression of the effect his commands have. The console is connected to the VR simulator, and since New Year's Day, these lessons have been part of the training. Eve looks at this pragmatically. She considers Messenger a vehicle that will eventually get us to our destination. Of course, it is good to be able to handle it, but she does not get the same satisfaction that Adam experiences. He especially likes getting the spaceship into extreme situations. I have to admit, this is not only exciting, but also very instructive. It shows Adam that his abilities to influence the ship are limited. The universe is constantly trying to kill us, and we can only cheat death if we do not make mistakes and consciously avoid those extreme situations. The main problem lies in the fact it is a battle of one against all. Now, shortly before reaching its destination, Messenger has a diameter of 12 meters and a length of 7 meters. It will travel at this velocity and will only decelerate once it is ready to land. A few months before reaching our destination, I would estimate toward the end of the year, the ship will use its available mass to increase its diameter considerably. The purpose is to accustom the passengers to the planet's high gravity by means of a fast rotation. Previously, Adam and Eve only experienced at most a quarter of terrestrial gravity. But after the landing, they will weigh 50% more than on Earth, or 6 times as much as now. While their bones and muscles are genetically geared for this, they will still need training and preparation. Adam is currently testing how clumsily the spaceship would react after such modifications. The large cross-section makes us more susceptible to asteroid hits. We still do not know whether there are many such obstacles in our destination system, but we must assume so. I can see Adam leaning to one side, as if trying to avoid being hit himself. He practically merges with the ship when he is at the controls. I like that. The control jets we can use to avoid collisions are relatively weak, and it is important for us to detect obstacles in time and to react accordingly. The ship sensors do a good job of recognizing dangers. Then algorithms calculate the necessary course corrections. However, in the simulator, the algorithms have been deactivated. Adam is supposed to get a feeling for how much thrust from the jets is appropriate at which moment. Until now, he has mostly learned how frustrating this can be. I hear him cursing all the time. A collision that usually destroys the ship occurs if he corrects the course too little. If he overcorrects, it is suddenly difficult to reach the destination, and the spaceship starts tumbling and becomes uncontrollable. Or we hit another rock that Adam overlooked in the heat of the moment. In the simulator, we die in 99.6% of all cases. According to my calculations, Adam could reduce this rate to 76% by diligent training. He would be an elite pilot if he could manage to save Messenger in a quarter of all cases. Hopefully, he will never need this skill, because the algorithms normally manage these maneuvers. Nevertheless, there are situations where the ship will suffer damage in any case. We just have to live with this risk. Since starting this training, Adam has not been as hostile. Eve is currently in a phase in which she particularly identifies with her femininity. At her request, the fabricators produced a bra, panties, and a dress. Adam and Eve are supposed to wear comfortable and practical uniforms, but Eve seems to be trying out being a woman. She had found the dress patterns in ancient books, but I have no clue whether women on Earth are still wearing this style of clothing. Eve always wears the dress during her free time, while Adam still prefers his uniform. The two of them rarely talk to each other. They are shy around one another, do not hug, and at most warily shake hands. I can have good conversations with Eve, but that is harder with Adam, and I feel he does not care about it.
Shit!
Adam yells. I check the simulator. For the third time in a row, the spaceship failed to enter an orbit around Proxima Centauri. Instead, it will keep flying into the infinite reaches of space forever. I do not concern myself with Adam, as he can calm down by himself. I have a strange feeling, though. The end of an important phase lies before us. The two children have quickly developed into young adults, and Messenger will soon reach its destination. There are changes ahead we cannot even guess at. At least two additional sensor drones will reach the Proxima system in a few days. We definitely need to learn more about what to expect there.